Well, playing jazz on the harp is one of the most wonderful, fun, exhilarating experiences anyone could ever have.
Krista Grix is a harpist from Detroit, Michigan. She started playing harp in high school at the renowned Cass Technical Institute, and she continued her musical studies at the University of Michigan with Velma Froud, and at Boston University with Lucia Lawrence. But her greatest love is jazz. She said that she has been mentored by some of the greatest jazz musicians in Detroit. She describes her style as jazzical, a fusion of jazz and classical styles. We caught up with Krista at the recent American Harp Society National Conference in Tacoma, Washington, where she was a featured performer with her jazz trio. I'm Patrice Fisher, and you are listening to Harp Talk. Listening to Invitation by Bee Haber, performed by Krista Grix Trio. Think rhythm is really important when playing jazz.
Of course, Duke Ellington said there's no such thing as classical or jazz. It's all just good or bad music. So it's really true that that music is just along a spectrum. It isn't just categories to me. It's just lines along a spectrum. But on that spectrum, I would say if you're on the classical end of the spectrum, I think that the organizing factor for music is harmony. Whereas on the jazz end of the spectrum, the organizing factor is rhythm. Getting my master's degree from Boston University, when I came back home to Detroit, Detroit is prolific with great jazz musicians. I happened to be friends with one of them. He was a pianist, is a pianist. I would take my harp into the lesson, and he would demonstrate on the piano, and I would emulate on the harp. Matt Michaels got me started on playing jazz on the harp. At that point, then, I started a trio with harp, flute, and bass. From that experience, I was introduced to another jazz pianist, Carl Alexius, and he was truly a mentor to me. For 15 years, he guided me on how to voice, how to arrange, harmony. From that experience, I started a real jazz trio with harp, bass, and drums.
You are listening to A Time for Love by Mandel and Webster, performed by Krista Grix's trio.
I think I mentioned earlier in this interview that Duke Ellington said there's no such thing as labels for music. It's either good or bad. And I've always believed that, and I've always thought that there was some way that classical music and jazz, there had to be some area where they meshed and became one. So I took the sonata in C minor by Pacchetti, and I arranged that for jazz trio. And we started out playing the sonata just like you would as a classical player, but then I took the harmony of the sonata and played it with jazz rhythms.
Listening to Sonata in C minor by Giovanni Pacchetti, performed by Krista Grix. You're listening to Sea Journey by Chick Corea, performed by Krista Grix's trio.
When you're in Detroit, Detroit musicians just have this driving rhythm. Maybe it's because we're a manufacturing town, but the beat goes on in Detroit. We're just solid, rhythmic musicians. Because of the automotive industry, there was a lot of support for music education in the early part of the 20th century. And some of those institutions are Cass Technical High School, Interlochen School of the Arts, and the University of Michigan Music School.
A message for young harpists?
If there were young harpists who were interested in playing jazz and I had to impart what I feel is most important, I would say get out that metronome, work rhythm, and approach jazz just as respectfully and seriously as you would approach classical music.
You are listening to Harp Talk, which is supported by a grant from the American Harp Society and produced by the New Orleans chapter. Our audio engineer is Carlos Valladares, and I am your host, Patrice Fisher.